What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, Parker Livingston did what? Jaden Bull staying at Florida. Texas did pick up a transfer portal commit last night, and also a surprising withdrawal for the Texas Longhorns. We'll talk all things Texas football and the portal today. Texas basketball dropped another one, this time on the road against Rick Barnes and Tennessee. We will recap that game. We'll talk some NFL playoffs. We'll talk some coaching changes in the National Football League. The Cowboys have fired Matt Eberflus, and John Harbaugh has been let go in Baltimore. Maybe the craziest story that we have so far with the portal, and Ohio State fans are not taking their loss to Miami very well. All of that, plus a Wednesday tip for kids in the car line. We are locked. We are loaded. We are ready to roll on a hump day edition of Bucky and BK. We appreciate y'all starting your mornings off with us. Good to see you again, my man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself, man? It looks like a beautiful day out again today. It was special yesterday. It felt like it was 90 degrees yesterday. That sun came out, and it got warm in a hurry. A little light breeze, but enjoy it because, oh, my goodness, next week the cold comes in. High temperatures in the 60s. That's awful.
That cold?
Yeah, that's cold. You damn right that's cold. The lows 38 and 40. Yeah, the lows are cold, and so are the highs.
I could agree with you on the lows being cold, but I don't know if 60 qualifies as cold.
Yeah, sun and sunny. We won't get I thought we'd get rain on Thursday. I think it's gonna be more towards Friday or Saturday. So you got a couple of really nice days in the high 70s still over the, you know. Today will be in the high 70s, almost 80 degrees again. That sun came out yesterday, BK. It was warm now. I had like this little light jacket on thinking, oh, maybe I need a little windbreaker on. Oh, my God. Teed off at noon, and it got just steamy warm. The 80s did feel like the 90s yesterday. It was humid, too.
How'd you shoot?
I shot 100 on the nose. And I'm like, come on, man. Cut me a break here somewhere.
You couldn't make one more putt to get to double digits?
Dude, I had a birdie putt. I got a putting green. I had like a 6-foot birdie putt, little left to right break, just perfect. And I cut the ball in there and then hit the side of the hole and lipped out for par. Oh, at a par 3, I was so down.
That's tough.
I was so down. That would have helped. That would have helped. But I had I had 2 triples yesterday that were just – ridiculous playing at Laws Pine. It's just, this place is so long.
Yeah, so it's not a great course for your game.
No, it is not. You're hitting driver, 3-wood, 7-iron in. I mean, it's like, come on. Even moved up. It's just a long place. It was in great shape. You know, it looks fantastic, though. The fairways are nice. It's beautiful out there. All the wildlife running around. But my goodness. And, you know, I was trying to get my steps in, and I walked a lot yesterday. It was like, dude, it's hot. Get back in this cart. But it was good. It was good. I was glad to be out there. Oh, and by the way, my cat came back, y'all.
Yo!
Cat came back, crossed back over. He was here when I came back, and it was dinner time. Looked outside, and there she was. She was there. So she learned not to cross the street. I thought somebody may have brought her inside. You know, some little kid that's on vacation sees that cat and they bring her in the house, and for like a day and a half, it's cool. And then that cat starts wanting to be an outdoor cat and scratching and clawing at the furniture. They probably then let it out. All it needed to do was get out. Now that's not the miracle. That's not the miracle of God right there. That's not like the clicker. The clicker is a total miracle. Cat coming back's not just cat being a cat.
The cat came back the very next day.
Yeah.
It
was gone for over 24 hours. It was almost 2 days of missing. The clicker was the miracle.
Yeah, finding your, what was it, your car keys?
It was my garage clicker.
Your garage door opener?
Yes.
finding that in your car exactly where you left it is not a miracle at all. This is common sense, but to you, for some reason, that continues to be God's greatest work.
One of the great works for me in my lifetime of just check that spot 30 times, same exact spot right there, and there it was. And that wasn't my wife playing a trick on me either. It was just a miracle. Cat coming back is not a miracle.
That's just a cat being a cat.
Yeah, I don't know if God does cat miracles. Cat's just being a cat.
I feel like I've seen some cat miracles in my time.
Have you? Yeah, you heard about cats that have gone like 200 miles to get back to its owner somehow, some way the cat gets back.
I've seen some cats that I just couldn't believe.
Really?
Like, this must be a miracle of God. I can't believe this creation is as good as it is.
Yes, that cat is something special.
It really is.
You are something too.
Is that your tip for kids in the car line today?
Oh, man, I got a great tip for kids in the car line. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas. Also, the soldiers in the state of Texas and all those that fight for us each and every day, EMS, police officers, thank you so very much for what you do to help us. We do appreciate it. To you and your families, please be safe out there.
Yes, indeed. All right. Normally, we get the Bucks tip for kids in the car line on a Tuesday, but a lot of school districts weren't back in session yesterday. For a lot of people around Central Texas, this is the first day back from the holiday break. So, Buck, on day one for the kiddos, what you got?
Here, kids, in the second semester, as you head off to your second semester at school, listen more than you speak, and you'll learn things faster. Believe me, that's hard for a lot of people, but listen a little bit more than you speak. You will learn faster for sure. In my 70 years of being on this earth, that's one of the things I've learned. If I listen more, I'll learn things a lot faster than doing a lot of speaking.
It's good advice for people of any age.
Sure.
Something I need to remember from
time. We all need to do more of that. We always tend to think we know a little bit more, so we want to let people know that we know more. But listen up. There are a lot of people out there with a lot of great thoughts and a lot of good ideas. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. Check it out, especially you kids. You always think you know more.
Oh, kids always think they know everything.
Pretty smart, these kids.
Especially nowadays.
Also kids, they're dumb.
With their smartphones where they get access to all this information.
Sometime overload.
Oh, man, they think they know more than we do.
Nah, they're kids. They're dumb.
They're kids. They're dumb.
They cross the street. Quit crossing the street.
We got some more Sean Miller sound to get to. Oh. Nothing is epic or as viral as his comments from Saturday night following the Longhorns SEC opening loss to Mississippi State. But
this group's got a lot more losses in them. They're going to play even better teams than they're playing, and they are physically weak and anemic and need a pint of blood or maybe two pints.
Tennessee's very good. You know, I know they're only ranked number 21, but that's a team that has only lost 5 home games total in the last 5 years. They've got the second best home record in college basketball in that span. So it's not easy to go into Knoxville and beat Rick Barnes and company. And yeah, I mean, this Texas team, just they were not really competitive from like the midway point of the first half on. And look, Texas was a double-digit underdog. I don't think too many people had a lot of confidence that the Longhorns had much of a chance. But, yeah, they got beat by a much better team last night. There's no doubt about that.
Your 7-footer has 1 rebound and 4 points, and your point guard has 0 points. That's going to be a problem for your team.
You want to start with some Texas basketball today?
No, yeah. And I'll start out by telling me about this Jordan Shipley accident of yesterday. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, prayers up to Jordan Shipley and the Shipley family. Jordan apparently suffered an injury on his ranch yesterday. In the hospital, in stable but serious condition, his family released a statement last night. And I haven't seen an update this morning, but if anybody has something, please let us know. But the Shipley statement last night posted on social media said, quote, Jordan was involved in an accident this afternoon near his hometown of Burnett. The machine he was operating on his ranch caught fire, and although he managed to get out, it was not before sustaining severe burns on his body in the process. He was able to get to one of his workers on the ranch who drove him to a local hospital. He was then care flighted to Austin, where he remains in critical but stable condition, end quote.
Speaking of miracle, sounds like and hopefully it remains.
Right. Yeah. Just a scary situation. And hopefully Jordan Shipley is able to recover. And I don't know if get back to normal is an option here, but you know, hopefully all of these procedures goes well. I mean, we're talking about third degree burns here. We're talking about having to get care flighted to another hospital. I mean, this is scary stuff right here. So,
wow.
Yeah, you guys, apparently there was an update posted to Facebook a few hours ago. I'll try to find what that is. If y'all could let us know, that'd be much more helpful than letting us know that there was an update. But hopefully good news coming for Jordan Shipley. But yeah, thoughts and prayers to Jordan and his wife and kids and the entire Shipley family. Obviously a Longhorn legend and a guy who means a lot to a lot of people around these parts. And we're hoping everything is going to be okay with him. Because, yeah, that was some unfortunate news to read throughout the day yesterday for sure.
Man, oh, man, that's you know, you're out there in your machine and nobody's around. Sometimes you just get out there working on your ranch and, you know, everything's going smooth. And next thing you know, you're looking for somebody to get you to a hospital and then star flight you from there. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thankfully, he was able to go find another worker on the ranch who, again, was able to drive him to the local hospital there. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, there was somebody there to make sure the situation didn't get worse. But
wow.
Yeah. Again, a horrifying situation. So thoughts and prayers to Jordan and, again, the entire Shipley family, and try to give you all some more good news if we get it. Our guy CB says check the text line. So I'm checking the text line for the latest and updated statement here from Bob Shipley overnight. Bob, of course, the father of Jordan, said, quote, Jordan suffered severe burns in an accident on his ranch. One of his workers who hadn't planned on being there saved his life by getting him to the hospital as Jordan was going into shock. Please keep Jordan, his wife, and sons in your prayers. He has several surgeries to go through, and the biggest threats at this point seem to be infections and pneumonia. If you don't believe there is a God, I pray that you search him out and find him. He is the great I am. He's obviously not finished with Jordan. Thank you for your prayers. They're appreciated more than you can ever know.
And there you go.
So, again, prayers up to the entire Shipley family.
I was very fortunate to spend some time with he and his wife on a cruise a few years back, which was kind of neat. I mean, I know she was a singer. She was singing and trying to get into the country music business and stuff. And Jordan was along with her, and they did some stuff on the cruise. It was fabulous. Just good couple people and fun to be around.
Yeah. Got a chance to meet Jordan a couple of times, and yeah, just a great dude. And obviously, again, a Longhorn legend on the field, but an even better guy off the field, and a guy who continues to be a great ambassador for Texas football and the entire University of Texas program. And yeah.
You know, who's not a legend?
Who's that?
Dartmouth. Dartmouth is not a legend.
No. I kind of wish Dartmouth ended up at Dartmouth.
What in the hell?
So let's get to that here as we transition from, you know, one of the great wide receivers, maybe the best wide receiver in Texas football history, to now a guy who might be the most hated wide receiver in Texas football history. That's Parker Livingston, who, look, Longhorn fans were already upset last week when Livingston announced that he was transferring, right? He was a fan favorite, just finished his redshirt freshman year. You know, people were excited about what he was going to do in 2026. And of course, speaking of Shipley, right? Everybody was making the Colt McCoy, Jordan Shipley comparisons to Arch Manning and Parker Livingston, right? Roommates and best friends and the quarterback and wide receiver. And I think everybody was excited about the potential of those guys in their second years as starters at the University of Texas. And then a day after, Parker Livingston helps Texas beat Michigan in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. He enters the transfer portal. Then he releases that statement where he insinuated that Texas kicked him out. And then, talk about pouring salt on the wound. How about committing to Oklahoma, Buck?
Yeah, I mean, is that who really wanted him, just to stick it to Texas, the group from Oklahoma? Or did he want to stick it to Texas by going? Either way, I couldn't do it. I don't care where I had to go. I had to go somewhere else. I couldn't go to A&M or Oklahoma. That's just rude.
You know, we see this happen with coaches a lot. I mean, Chris Beard is a great example. Jim Schlossnagel is a great example, right? Obviously, Texas has been a part of this, and we've kind of been on the beneficial side of this, where coaches overnight, I mean, drop of a hat, blink of an eye, whatever expression you want to use, they can go from beloved to hated the snap of a finger just by a decision they make, right?
Yes.
It doesn't happen that often with players, but in the span of literally 7 days. Like last week is when Texas played Michigan in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. It was literally 7 days ago, December 31st, last Wednesday, where Parker Livingston was on Texas. He was loved around here. And then 7 days later, I guess it was 6 days later because he announced his decision yesterday. I mean, talk about a total 180 going from fan favorite to immediately loathed. By an entire
It wasn't a guy that was getting in a couple snaps. It was a guy who was playing, who was delivering some good stuff for the Longhorns, you know. Wasn't the greatest of all receivers, but that dude was going to be playing. I don't understand. I don't know if it – I can't see it being money to go to your rival like that because I mean, is that a kid from this town?
No. I mean, he played some of his high school football at – DeSoto, and then played at Lovejoy.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it was about money, Buck. I mean, Texas offered him a nice deal, even though he released that statement basically saying Texas forced him to leave. Texas offered him a good six-figure NIL deal, but I don't think it was as much as Oklahoma offered. So that's why he left.
Well, he talked about that they forced him out because it sounded like he didn't get enough playing time. I mean, come on, Dartmouth. I mean, I just don't know why you go to that place. I have a hard time figuring that out. Well, it is not, like you said, it's money.
Well, there are also some reports, and I think we talked about this a little yesterday, and I heard this as soon as Parker Livingston entered the portal last week, is that he wanted to go to Oklahoma out of high school. And, you know, I think Parker Livingston was offered by Oklahoma, but he broke a bone in his foot during the second game of his senior year of high school at Lucas Lovejoy. And I know a lot of schools around the country either pulled their offers or stopped showing interest in him after that, right? I mean, that's how it goes. It happened with Emmett Mosley, right? Emmett Mosley in his last year of high school got hurt, and a lot of schools that were previously interested kind of got nervous. And he ended up going to Stanford before transferring to Texas.
You will see a lot more of that. That didn't used to happen. For a while, that stopped happening. You know, a kid would hurt himself in his senior year, and you'd honor the scholarship and say, oh, no, we still want you. You'll rehab. You'll be fine. And now in the money days, it's like we don't want any damaged goods.
Right. So I don't know exactly what happened with Livingston in terms of whether or not Oklahoma pulled the offer or if, you know, Jeff Lebby, who was their offensive coordinator at the time, just kind of stopped recruiting him after that.
Yeah, but I sound like I'm trying to give him a soft landing, but there's no soft landing to this one.
No. I mean, it was not handled well. It's already an annoying decision. Again, it's one thing that he transfers. That sucks. It's another thing that he blatantly lied about the school on his way out. And then again, the salt in the wound, the twisting of the knife, if you will, is him going to Oklahoma. Like if he transferred to Indiana, he visited Indiana over the weekend. If he just ended up there, then all right, it sucks that you lose him, but cool, fine, whatever. Indiana's a really good program now, and he probably got a raise, and that's fine. No big deal. If he transferred to USC, if he transferred to Arizona, if he transferred to like
TCU or something,
like 99.9% of colleges around college football, I think most Texas fans, again, they still would have been upset because he's not here, but it's like, all right, no big deal.
Yeah, two places he couldn't go is OU and A&M.
Right. To go there? Seriously? To go there? Come on, man. I mean, what are we calling? He's Parker Deadston to me. He's no longer living, Stin.
What's up with Arch Manning? Come on, it's your roommate. You can't talk a guy that you play catchy catch. Yeah, they play catchy catch all summer.
Not enough catchy catch.
That's the problem. Not enough.
What are we calling him? Judas Livingston? Benedict Livingston?
We'll have somebody to boo.
Darth Parker?
That is crazy.
I'm telling you, just throw him up there with the great traders of our time, because that's what he is. And you're right. October 10th. Look, Texas OU is always circled on my calendar.
Yeah, he was their sloppy seconds at Oklahoma. They're coming back a second time. Hey, now that you're okay, hey, we'll take you back.
If I'm Oklahoma and rumors are that Parker Livingston's getting paid $800,000 to go to OU, if I'm Oklahoma, I would pay that much just to try to find a way to beat Texas, right? Even if Parker Livingston doesn't play a snap for me, I'm so mad that my rival keeps kicking my ass that, hey, man, if you could give us some intel, like tell us what Steve Sarkisian is doing so we can, I don't know, maybe score a touchdown against those guys.
Well, he won't be able to tell him much about Sark right now because Sark, remember, he was doing so much on the defensive side. Offensively, he wasn't working that hard, you know, but now he's got a defensive head coach.
Well, he's working hard enough to kick Oklahoma's ass in back-to-back years.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Three of the last four. So
they're no good. They're Oklahoma.
If I'm OU, I'm any Texas player who's in the portal, I'm like, you know what? We'll pay you $1 more than anybody else just so you could tell us.
I did think they were going to get Trey Wisner for some odd reason.
Thank goodness
he didn't go that route.
That would have been even tougher. Yeah, with Trey Wisner, again, I think a lot of Longhorn fans, myself included, a little sad that he's gone. But he transferred to Florida State. Totally different conference. Texas won't see him again. Not a rival. It's all good. Wish Trey Wisner the best. That's how it's supposed to be. But that ain't how it is.
You don't like these traitors. You don't like them.
No, nobody likes these traitors, man. Like, I mean, it's crazy. 7 days ago, he was helping Texas put a cap on a 10-win season. Now you got fans burning his jersey, ripping up trading cards, and bad-mouthing the guy like he's a felonious criminal. I don't blame him. I don't wish any personal ill will on the kid.
No.
I feel like I shouldn't have to say that, but I'll say it anyways. It's his decision. It's his life. I don't want anything bad to happen to him on a personal level. But on a professional level, look, I mean, I'm the son of two Longhorn parents. I came out the womb hating everything Oklahoma. And now Parker Livingston is just another Oklahoma Sooner to me. So,
yeah,
you gotta hate him.
And this, by the way, this team needed him too.
They needed Parker Livingston?
Yeah.
I don't think they needed Parker Livingston.
They did.
Why do they need him?
Who's now that third guy?
Well, if they go get somebody from the portal, which is their plan, then, I mean, I think Wingo, Mosley, and whoever they bring in from the portal are all better than Livingston. So I think the team will get over this pretty quickly. But sure, the fan base, Buck, I mean, I won't speak for everybody. I'm not the Lorax of Longhorn Nation. But I feel like Parker Livingston created a grudge that is going to live on until the end of time.
Well, for sure.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I just think that was a valuable player to this offense.
Sure.
And remember, that's just a redshirt freshman?
Yeah, going into his redshirt sophomore year.
Yeah, so as much as you can talk about other people, that guy could have been very valuable to this program as a player, not just, you know, Parker Dartmouth. I mean, that guy was making some plays, you know, and could get better. That's the thing. It wasn't like he was going to go into it the next year and get worse. I mean, a little bit more catch, there could be a lot more involvement in this.
Sure.
It's not like they got world beaters on this team right now.
No, and look, I mean, that's why I wanted Parker Livingston back. That's why, you know, we were upset last week when we found out that he was transferring. It's like he is a valuable piece. He's a good player, and he put up solid numbers as a redshirt freshman. So like you said, it's like, well, he's got, you know, at least one more year, but potentially two or three more years of eligibility.
Yeah, it couldn't be one of those where he went in and say, you're not going to get that much playing time. I mean, I would say, well, show me who else is stepping up here all of a sudden, unless you go.
It's about money, Buck. It's about money. Like, I think Texas offered him in the $400,000 to $500,000 range to come back, which for a number three or four wide receiver, maybe even five, that's a fair amount for me. And Oklahoma offered him $800K. So he took the money and ran. Like, I think that's what it is more than anything else. And look, maybe he was upset that Texas is going in the portal for a receiver. So that could be a part of this thing. But I think if Texas offered what Oklahoma offered, Parker Livingston would still be in Austin.
That's interesting.
And it's just, you know,
because I'm still of the old fashioned guy that it's not about the money at places, you know, when it comes down to if you're playing at a place. I mean, I'm almost like, what's a $100,000 or whatever? Somebody's paying you $400,000 or $500,000 as a kid, but you're right. That's a lot. That's money that you don't have. That's money right. that you can get, but the blowback's too much for the money to me.
Well, he clearly doesn't care. And I mean, it's funny, you know, he talked about in that statement he released the University of Texas being a dream come true. And
right.
know, never thought he'd have the chance to wear a Texas Longhorn jersey and all of that. And then, bam, how about a stab in the back and a kick to the groin at the same time?
Wow.
Transferring to Oklahoma. So, yeah, some things are out of my control, such as the reality of the ever-changing landscape of college football. The words of Parker Livingston. I don't think the decision to transfer to Oklahoma was out of his
control. Yeah, that's the part. That's not out of your control.
The guy had plenty of other offers from Power Four schools around the country who I'm sure were offering him a pretty good six-figure deal to come play at their school. And, yeah, he chose to go to Oklahoma. And, look, October 10th, it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, that place is always a madhouse at the Cotton Bowl. But anytime Parker Livingston's on the field, and more so anytime he touches the football, that may be the loudest cheers of the game, or at least the loudest jeers of the game for the Texas side.
Yeah, I just would find that, you know, as an athlete, hard to do. But once again, if you're not, you know, the kid from Florida who's going to be a first round draft pick that's running back, you know, you could say, you know what, I'll bypass $200,000 to go to this place and maybe even raise my stock, you know, on a team such and such. But a lot of it is money. You're right. A lot of it is, you know, hell, to kids who've never had any money, you know, to a kid that never had any money, $5,000 is a lot of money, much less if you're talking $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 more. That's a lot of money.
Look, and it's college football nowadays. I mean, Parker Livingston is not the only player who is going to transfer to a rival this offseason. And this isn't the first offseason where it's happened. I mean, I remember Trevor Etienne transferred from Florida to Georgia a couple of years, that running back. And that was like, damn, seriously? I saw yesterday a couple of Kentucky guys transfer to Louisville. Like, that's a huge rivalry in that state. It's like, seriously? I mean, DJ Lagway just visited Florida State the other day. So there's going to be a time, it almost makes me want to throw up in my mouth just saying it, there's going to be a time where an Oklahoma player ends up transferring to Texas.
You're right.
And it's like, it sucks.
As long as the Aggies don't start coming here.
Right? I mean, it's just, you don't want the Aggies?
No, we don't want them coming here.
What if it was like Mario Craver?
He's got another year? Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, there you go. See, that didn't take long.
No, that'd be awesome.
You get a good player.
You could take Dartmouth to OU, and we'll take Craver to UT.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's kind of fun if you're an Oklahoma fan, right? Because not only are you helping your team, but you're hurting your biggest rival in the process, and you get the dunk on Texas a little bit. But I guess I'll caution Oklahoma.
Hey, money guys, you couldn't keep them there?
I'll caution Oklahoma fans and say at some point there will be a really good Oklahoma player who decides to come south of the Red River. And you know, again, the thought of it just makes me want to puke in the words of Mike Gundy, because I want my rivalries to mean something. Like, I feel like rivalries used to mean something to the players too, not just the fans. And now all this stuff happening, it's different. It's definitely different.
Come on, catchy catch. What's the deal?
So your boy Dartmouth is headed to Oklahoma.
He's not headed to New Hampshire. Not going to Dartmouth. Not really headed to Dartmouth. He's going to OU.
He's going to OU.
John Mateer will be throwing him passes, wobblers.
Yeah, John Mateer will be throwing 10 yards over his head.
Yes.
But he will be trying to throw him passes.
Yeah, you're right. He could end up at A&M, and that dude will be throwing it over his head.
Right.
Setting him up to get butchered.
That's crazy. All right, so we'll take your thoughts again. I mean, it was also – it happened within like a 10-minute stretch around lunchtime yesterday. At first, it was Jaden Ball announcing that he was staying at Florida. And we'll talk more about that decision and where the Longhorns pivot at running back in a second. And then, again, 10 minutes later, Parker Livingston announces that he's transferring to Oklahoma. So it was a double dose of brutal news for Texas fans.
Well, move right along to your running back, because that seemed like it was getting to be a long shot anyway.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that story in a second. And again, what the Longhorns are planning to do now that Jaden Ball is off the market. But before we shift gears, Buck, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Folks, if you're seeking that specialized patient-focused orthopedic care, contact our friends and the experts at Texas Orthopedics. Their physicians offer comprehensive surgical and non-surgical orthopedic care for children and adults, spinal care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement, rheumatology, and more. Dr. Christopher Danny, Dr. Christopher Stockton are dedicated orthopedic surgeons there, and their goal is to get you right back into good health and the great quality of life that you deserve. Texas Orthopedics is the largest independent orthopedic practice in the state of Texas. So when those knees, ankles, hips, shoulders start to bother you, go to txortho.com.
Yes, indeed. Love Texas Orthopedics. Also, a shout out to our friends at Audio Visual Consultations. Our man, Tom McKay, and the crew at AV Consultations. They've been hooking up Central Texas since 1988. They can do the same for you. I've got the 4 TV set up in the other room, and you'll see these 2 TVs behind me every morning. If you're watching the show, they look great. There's no wire sticking out, they're perfectly aligned and balanced. That's the work of AV Consultations. I couldn't do that. If you hire some jabroni on TaskRabbit or some app like that, they can't do this caliber of work. AV Consultations is the best, and they do everything. I didn't go buy these TVs and then call them. No, they get better prices than I can get because they buy in bulk and I don't. They can do the same for you. So if you want a bunch of screens on one wall like I have, if you want the 85-inch screen like the Buck has, if you want that home theater room with the badass surround sound speakers. Oh, yeah, it's not just TVs. They do speakers. They do whole home lighting. They do surveillance systems. They do everything technology that could take your home to another level in 2026. All you have to do is give them a call, 512-255-8678. That's 255-8678. You can find out more information. Check out the gallery of projects that they've done on their website, avconsultations.com.
And I did head over to Hat Creek Burger yesterday, had that early morning burger. And yes, I was full. Somebody said, that's quite a load there. And it was. I did not have the milkshake. That would have been overload, I think, for temperatures that seemed like it was in the 90s yesterday. But boy, did I have that double with cheese. Oh, it was delicious. You know, they tried to, hey, by the way, they threw the pickles in there on the burger. Do I have to just say with no pickles? Yeah. That's just the thing in Texas. I mean, for some reason, they throw the pickles on your burger. I had to slop them off and eat them individually, but that's okay. But that burger was so good. The lettuce, BK, the tomatoes in there. I had mayo, mustard, and ketchup. How about that? Whoa. I had everything on that thing. It was almost slipping out of the deal as I was driving out to Lost Pines, but it was absolutely delicious. I had the fries. Did not go with sweet potato fries. Went with regular. I went with large fry. I did not have an Olipop. I did have water, a big thing of water. So no juices, no nothing. But, man, Hat Creek Burger, that was absolutely delicious. You can enjoy that also. If you want a cocktail in the evenings, you can get that. They have margaritas at night at some of your locations. And breakfast starting at 7 a.m. The young lady said, oh, you could have had breakfast. I'm like, nah. Mama got me some scrambled eggs this morning. So I'm ready to go into some meat before I play golf. And then on top of that, I ended up having a taco after nine holes. I'd slammed a taco behind that.
How about that? Yes.
Yeah. The big man went after it yesterday. Yes, I did. But I love Hat Creek Burger. Thank you to the folks at Hat Creek Burger. I'll have the milkshake sometime this week.
Their milkshakes are fantastic.
Absolutely, man.
Got to get you one of those. Shout out to our friends at Hat Creek Burger Company, the absolute best. And also a shout out to CentexTickets.com. If you're looking for tickets to any sporting event, concert, comedy show, festival, Broadway show, you name it, only one place you need to look. That is CentexTickets.com. The Texas women's basketball team back in action tomorrow night at Moody Center. Plenty of tickets available. I'm looking at their website right now. You could buy them at CentexTickets.com. Hey, if you want to check out a Spurs game this year down in San Antone, how about Spurs Lakers tonight, Buck? You want to be there? Sure. You can get your tickets at Centex Tickets. Don't forget the promo code, Centex10. You're going to get 10% off of any ticket purchase. All you have to do is type that in right before you check out, and it's that simple with our friends at CentexTickets.com.
Bussy must have forgot somebody. Bussy went back up the street here. It's kind of late.
Hey, first day of school, maybe people forgot that, you know, they got to go back this morning.
Some kid was trying to push it off till Thursday. Bussy turned right around and come back now.
That is so good. That is so good.
Are they out? They've been coming through the apartment. They've been coming through. Yep, it's time.
Since Monday. We had at least one district around here start on Monday. So the kids are back, and congrats to you parents for getting your lives back.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
That's big time.
How's back to yoga class?
Back to yoga class. Oh, for you? You're going to be watching?
Some moms will have to get back to yoga class and the food channel and stuff like that.
All right.
Not all of them.
You've scouted out the best yoga classes in the city?
No, I have not. I tried yoga once, BK, and it was so bad. I went, and then my instructor, after I had one class there, decided they were done, you know, teaching yoga. And then they had this advanced dude trying to do all kinds of weird things. You know, you can do this. Come on, give me 15 more seconds. I was like, no, dude, I can't give you 15 more of anything. Seconds, minutes, inches. I'm done here. Dude, I'm all twisted. I'm all twisted up, mister.
It's so brutal. Like, I don't know how people like doing it.
And they have, by the way, don't tell me that those women, if you're in there, if you're a guy in there, they look down upon you if you can't do stuff. You know, it's like it was supposed to be one of these medium classes or beginners classes. And I could tell they were looking down at me. You can't do this. You can't sit simple doggy down or whatever it is, doggy up or pony up or whatever that position is. And I'm like, no, I'm having trouble with it. Can we do another version of it? They're looking down on me and they're thinking poorly of me. I could tell.
Downward dog was giving you some trouble.
Yeah, a little downward dog with my back. You know, with my back, you still have to be careful. Can't have anything snap there, or upward puppy, or whatever they were trying to do. I'm like, hey, don't look down on me, ladies.
Are you sure it was yoga, and you're not talking about doggy style for something else?
Downward puppy. It was awful.
Oh my gosh. When was this?
It was probably about 8 to 9 years ago. Okay. I actually attended a class because, you know, That's how you really keep limber. You go to those classes and you put up with the humiliation. I couldn't put up with the humiliation.
Was it a hot yoga class?
No, it wasn't goat puppy yoga. It wasn't that. Just a regular class. And I thought I was going to be a part of it.
It would take a lot of money to get me to do a yoga class.
Just one?
Just one.
So you can do that three times.
I've done it before, like back when P90X was a thing, that like at home workout thing. One of their classes was yoga, and I did it at home a few times. And dude, it sucked so bad. I dreaded yoga day. And I was like, I was embarrassed at home by myself, nobody around. I'm like, there might be someone looking through the window watching me right now. God. There's no way I'd be willing to go out because I'm just not that flexible, dude. I would fall down.
Oh, no. I'm the guy who falls down. So, you know, I'm not flexible at all. Okay. And I got so many things in these body parts now. They've taken out stuff and put in allegedly new stuff that mechanically, you know, when the doctor tells you that knee is going to be just like it was before, better than before. I love when they tell you it's going to be better than before. Okay. I'm like, there ain't nothing better than before, mister.
I'm out on that.
And it's not going to be.
Yeah. I think four figures is what it would take me to do a yoga class.
Yeah, I was really embarrassed. They made me feel bad. You know, you could hear them like giggling behind you and shit. I was like, this is not good. I'm not coming back to do this again. And know what? I really was coming back to do it again. But then they told me, oh, we have a different instructor. And that dude started out in the 10 minutes of it's supposed to be like beginner's yoga. And he was like, oh, I'm an expert. Let me show you how you twist your ankle backwards and stuff. I'm like, dude, I'm out of here.
Were you single at the time?
I was.
There you go. Well, it's a good place to pick up chicks.
Probably why I was there.
Yeah, it's a good place to pick up chicks, but I feel like it helps if you're actually good at doing the.
Yeah, once they see your body parts move, they're like, I don't want anything to do with this old fool.
Hey, maybe they think they can fix you, you know?
Oh, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a fixer-upper.
Yeah, women are always looking for a project, so you could have been the
just project. Awful.
Oh, man. All right.
I'll tell you who the project is that basketball team. My goodness.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little more in hour two and some sound from Sean Miller's post game. But do want to talk about the Texas running back situation.
Yeah,
we mentioned we were going to go there. Yeah, around 12 o'clock yesterday, Florida running back Jaden Ball announced that he is staying at Florida. He was the Longhorns' top running back target, second team All-SEC in 2025, ran for more than 1,000 yards this season. Of course, the Longhorns hired Jabbar Jalouk, who was Jaden Ball's former running backs coach at Florida. But unfortunately, Jaden Ball did not follow Jalouk to Austin, and he never entered the portal. It's not like, oh, he entered the portal and withdrew. It's, you know, Florida was able to continue having conversations with him, and their new coaching staff was apparently talking to him every single day. And obviously the Florida collective paid up and did what they needed to do to keep Jaden Ball around. And, you know, with each passing day, really with each passing second, Buck, it felt less and less likely that Jaden Ball was going to leave, but there was still that glimmer of hope. Like, okay, he hasn't come out yet and said he's staying at Florida, so maybe Texas still has a chance. Oh, that was the case when we were talking to the people yesterday, but it is no longer the case today.
Yeah, the money did the talking there.
I think so. And look, I mean, moving sucks, right? Like, if you're getting offered, you know, Parker Livingston maybe got his salary doubled at Oklahoma. If you're getting your salary doubled, might be worth moving. I heard a week ago that Jaden Ball was getting offered like $1.9 million to stay at Florida.
Yeah.
Like, Texas wasn't going to offer him 3.8. I don't think Texas was going to offer him like 2.5. Maybe they went slightly above that, but, you know, guys have nice apartments. They got fancy cars. They got extra spending money. Like,
oh, yeah.
People don't want to move. He's signed and committed to Florida for a reason. He's been on that campus for the last couple of years. I mean, that might have been it.
It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt his, I mean, his value. That guy's going to be a first-round draft pick at running back. So it doesn't matter if they win two games or whatever. That guy's good as long as he stays healthy.
I think that's sort of the thinking for Jaden Ball too. Like, he is so confident in his ability. He's like, yeah, you know, I know Texas is probably a better program right now, and we're 4-8, and we've got a new coach, and there's some transition.
Oh, by the way, we beat them.
Yeah, but they're not better than Texas. I mean, like, it's not a better program than Texas right now.
No.
So I just think he believes, like, dude, I can win here. Like, I was second team all SEC on a god-awful 4-8 team. We're probably not going to be that bad next year, so I'll just stay here. I'll make some money. I'll put up good numbers, and then I'll be off to the NFL.
Is this group in Florida keeping a bunch of guys, or guys walking out of there too?
It's a mix. I mean, they've lost a lot. That's what typically happens when you get a coaching change, right? There's that natural attrition. Obviously, they're still looking for a quarterback. They've lost a couple of wide receivers.
Oh, they have? That's the group that they've lost?
Yeah, but they did keep Dallas Wilson, who is, you know, that's the freshman sensation who was
that's cost them a lot.
Yeah.
Those two dudes.
I think both of those guys, Wilson and Ball, are seven-figure players. So but look, I mean, you're John Summerall, you're taking over at Florida. Like, he ruffled a lot of feathers in Gainesville by letting DJ Lagway go.
Yeah, he's on the hot seat, or with some fans, but with other fans, it's like, good, I'm glad you did that. That guy wasn't doing anything for it. He never was playing anyway.
That was a risky move, you know, letting a former top 10 recruit in the country walk. It would have been a lot worse for John Summerall if the number one running back and the number one wide receiver also decided to leave.
Yes.
So I think he knew that. I think Florida knew that. And look, there are already some Gators fans who are like, really? We hired another Sunbelt Billy. We really hired another G5 coach to take over.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that myself.
Right. And it's like, it would have been a disaster for them if their quarterback, running back, and wide receiver all exited stage left. They keep their number one running back. They keep their number one wide receiver. And it's Florida. They got money. They got resources. They got facilities. And they ponied up and did enough to keep Jaden Ball in the swamp.
And they want to be good.
Yeah,
of course. You know, they kept that guy for probably 2 years longer than they should have. They do want to be good at Florida.
Of course. I mean, they're kind of mired in a stretch that Texas was in from the, you know, 2010 to 2022 seasons. Like, they can't really, you know, they're supposed to be good. They have everything.
Yeah, they're wasting good talent.
Right. But it's just not happening. You're right. They're recruiting well. Like, Texas recruited well last decade. They just couldn't develop and they couldn't win games. And that's kind of what Florida is. They're wandering through the desert looking for a coach to get them out.
Yes.
See if John Summerall is the guy, but obviously it helps when you've got a guy like Jaden Ball in the backfield. That dude is special. So where does Texas go from here? A name we talked about a little bit yesterday, Relik Brown, the Arizona State transfer, who at this point is the top-ranked uncommitted running back in the portal.
What happened to the NC State dude?
NC State dude committed to Alabama.
Whoa, boy. Thank you, Roll Tide.
I think two nights ago. Yeah, Hollywood Smothers, maybe the best name in the portal. Yeah, Alabama was in on him early. I didn't hear a lot of smoke to Smothers to Texas. Maybe Texas kicked the tires and just didn't have a chance. Like, he never visited Austin, I guess. So,
well, he got the bulk of some good cash probably at Alabama, whatever they have, because they need a running game.
Yeah.
Desperately. They're like Texas, too, right now.
That's what killed them this year. So, yeah, they ponied up and got Hollywood Smothers. So, yeah, he's been off the market. And, yeah, now Relik Brown is seemingly the guy that Texas has turned its attention to. Jabbar Jalouk did an in-home visit yesterday. And Relik Brown is supposed to be on the University of Texas campus today. So two visits in 2 days. There's clearly some mutual interest between the two parties there. Relik Brown, more than 1,100 yards this season at Arizona State. Also had 34 receptions in 2025. And
yeah, I'm expecting this coach to get that player.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, you know, Texas is kind of running out of top flight options at running back in the portal. This is already plan C. Jaden Ball was plan A, never entered the portal. I think Isaac Brown at Louisville was plan B, never entered the portal. And now you're on to plan C.
Yeah, you're about to have plan D that's going to be your freshman running back.
That is coming.
That is already coming.
So you're saying Relik Brown's not coming to Texas?
No, I'm just saying if not, you're going to be to your next plan. You're still going to be looking, but your next plan is make sure that your freshman is ready to play as a freshman.
Yeah, it feels pretty imperative to get this thing done with Relik Brown. And he's not going to be cheap either. I've heard reports of him asking for upwards of $1 million in the portal. And maybe his agent, he can be like, well, you guys missed out on that guy. You missed out on that guy. I see that y'all are running out of options here. So what are you going to do for my client? Could be some of that. But Texas has to get its running game figured out. There's no doubt.
Well, they better make sure academically he's okay.
Yes. Haven't heard any rumblings about Relik Brown's academics not being good enough to get him into the University of Texas. So they got to get that fixed. But I like this guy a lot. I mean, he's got game-changing speed. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's Jaden Ball, but I can sit here and tell you that he's a better running back than anybody Texas had on their roster.
Yeah, he's not as big as Ball. He's not a physical guy like that.
No. He's more of a dynamic, explosive back. I've seen some Jaden Blue comparisons in terms of his home run ability and also his pass catching ability out of the backfield. Texas severely missed that type of player in 2025. So, you know, a Jaden Blue without the fumbles would be a very nice addition to this roster in 2026. And Relik Brown had better stats than Jaden Blue ever had in a single season at the University of Texas, too. Yep. But just that type of player where you give him the ball in space, he can make guys miss, he can outrun people. He's a 4-4 guy with some borderline elite foot speed and agility. There's a lot to like about his game. I don't think, you know, with Jaden Ball, I think he could have been a 25 touch a game kind of back.
Oh no, he's a guy can make you miss, but he's got power. He's a power guy too.
Yeah.
Contact guy.
I think Relik Brown is like 15 to 18 touches is the perfect sweet spot there. And he's going to get you a lot of those 15 to 18 touches, but I still feel like you probably want to pair him with somebody else.
For sure.
Is that another back out of the portal, or do you feel good enough about Christian Clark and Derek Cooper, the incoming freshman who you were talking about, and James Simon and everybody else that you already have on campus? I don't know.
Like I said, eventually, you know, you can't keep hunting. You're going to have to coach up somebody that's in your group.
Yeah. And look, like CJ Baxter as a true freshman was a key contributor in 2023.
Yes, he was.
Now, he started the year as a starter. That was the wrong decision. Jonathan Brooks took over. He was the guy before he got hurt, but C.J. Baxter was still a very nice complimentary piece. If that's what Derek Cooper is as a true freshman,
yes,
he's that sort of number two complimentary guy to Relique Brown, then I think you're fine. And that was a Texas team that won the Big 12 and made it to the college football playoff. They had a strong running game. So if that's what you end up with, I think you could do a lot worse. Again, it's not what you wanted going into the offseason, but I think it's better than what you had. And I think it's good enough to help get you back into the college football playoff next year.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere along the line, it's going to be Cooper or the Simon kid. I mean, he's, what are you going to do with him? He's got to do something.
Right.
Or he'll be down there running look squad for you for 2 years. And that's nutty. I mean, if he's that, you know, if he was that highly touted, then get him ready to go.
Well, he wasn't.
We just didn't see enough of what he could do. They didn't have enough trust in him. Maybe he couldn't pass protect or some bullshit.
I know you love that. Yeah, I don't know.
I hate that more than anything is, oh, he just couldn't protect our quarterback. Really?
I know.
Tell your guards and tackles or whatever to do a better job, or tell your coach to coach better.
Yeah, those guys up front didn't do a good job.
You do have some good news from the great Northeast. Well, where the kid went to school, but I don't know if he's from there, but you do have some great news for Longhorn fans.
Oh, you're done with the running back conversation?
I'm done with that.
No more James Simon talk.
Yeah, when I get to James Simon and guys that they didn't even play, but we never got to see any of them. We had an opportunity. They're just either you go on to the next guy in the portal or you make your guys better, whatever you have. Then I'm banking that this running back coach can coach up Christian Clark and make him a little bit better, which I expect he will be. I mean, I could tell he got better from even the bowl game from what I saw when he was in the regular season.
You're right, and that's a good point. And Jabbar Jalouk was the running back coach. Not only in the bowl game, but in the practices leading up to the bowl game.
I would say yes.
So it was Christian Clark's best performance of his Texas career by far. And he gets a full offseason to work with Jabbar Jalouk and, you know, continue to recover from that Achilles tear.
Yeah, and he actually looked better. I mean, it wasn't one of those that, oh, you know, it's the end of the season. You don't notice whether he's a good back or not. No, you could tell he got better.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I definitely trust your opinion more than mine on that, too.
So. Yeah, you could tell just the way he ran. And once again, it was, you know, it was for him to be out as soon as he was coming off of that kind of injury was noted, you know, to me that, you know, maybe it is a year and a half, too, before you come off of something like that. Hell, most of the time it's a year and a half, close to two when you come off of a knee, much less that tendon there. So. That was a big deal. So I expect that he will be better. I expect his coach to make him better. And you saw that in just a matter of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to see what Christian Clark can do next year. Again, there are some Texas fans who are like, oh, just make him be the number one. You don't even need a running back out of the portal.
No.
I'm not going into a win now, title or bust type of season with that as the plan. But Christian Clark being a contributing piece on the offense in 2026, I'm very much in favor of that happening.
Yeah, I mean, you have legitimate coach of that position. I mean, you had the hobo coaching before, so now you got a guy who can you know, make a good running back really, really good. So that's good to hear and good
to see. Definitely, definitely. All right. Yeah, you asked about the newest Texas Longhorn, Buck.
Yes.
Bo Masco. Committed last night. And boy, Texas needed this because yesterday was rough with the Parker Livingston news, with the Jaden Ball news. I mean, it was a rough few hours for Texas. Depressing would be the right word for it. And thankfully, before we went to bed last night, Texas picked up a commitment from Rutgers cornerback Bo Masco.
Where's he from?
Florida.
He played in the Big Ten.
Played in the Big Ten at Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Your favorite.
Piscataway.
Your favorite school, I think.
Piscataway.
Is Rutgers a rival of Boston College or something?
No, it was one of our wins every year.
Yeah.
That was one of those, oh, we got this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's after them?
After them?
Yeah. Was that how you guys treated it? Like, oh, yeah, that's a W. Who we have next? Who can we focus on now?
Hopefully we'd have Syracuse right behind that one.
Yeah, be a nice back-to-back right there. Get the journalists after playing the...
Oh, yeah, well, they didn't have the great coach that they have now.
No, you're right. for Ann Brown.
Yeah,
that was amazing. So Bo Masco is coming, the fourth ranked cornerback in the transfer portal. All Big Ten honorable mention, started all 12 games for the Scarlet Knights this year. And you might hear Rutgers and want to change the station. But when we're talking about a corner, I don't focus on the team he played for. I think of the teams he played against. And this guy is battle-tested. I mean, Rutgers played against Ohio State. They played against Oregon. They played against Washington. They played against a number of good teams in the Big Ten this year. And this guy was the number one corner, and he held his own. He was one of the highest-graded defensive backs in the entire Big Ten Conference this season, according to Pro Football Focus. Has logged more than 1,100 snaps in his college career, all of them at the Big Ten level. So, look, Texas, with Manny Muhammad departing, with Jalen Gilbo departing, they could have used some experience and a starting caliber player at that cornerback position, and they get one with Bo Masco. I like this pickup.
Great. That's great news.
And this guy, look, Bo Masco, he was recruited and signed by Mark Orfeh, who's going into his second year on the Longhorn staff, so that helps.
And where's he from?
Rutgers guy.
He's another Rutgers guy.
Well, that helped. I mean, if it makes you feel better, Bo Masco visited Ohio State the day after he visited Austin, and he chose Texas over Ohio State.
Now you're talking.
So I'm interested. Anybody that Georgia or Ohio State wants, hell, maybe throw Indiana in there now too.
Yeah, how about that?
Those are guys that I am interested in Texas being interested in.
There you go.
So Bo Masco, you know, Ohio State saw him up close and personal the last few years as conference opponents. They were interested in Bo Masco, but Texas got it done. And again, I think Mark Orfeh, for as much grief as this show gives him for being from Rutgers, I think that relationship between those two was a huge reason.
Piscataway. Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Is that an insult that Rutgers haters use? Are there Rutgers haters? Does anybody hate Rutgers?
No, it's even worse. Nobody cares.
Right. You're just kind of there, right?
Yes.
Like, who's Rutgers' biggest rival? Penn State?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if they even play them every year. It seems like they haven't played them in a while, you know, because it's, you know, Rutgers was, I used to be confused because it used to be in New Brunswick, and then it became Piscataway. So I never knew exactly where it was located.
I still don't know exactly.
They got a little brick stadium. I remember coaching in that thing, but I didn't know. Back in the day, it was New Brunswick, New Jersey, but then it all of a sudden became Piscataway, New Jersey.
How about this?
And some people may even call it Rutgers, New Jersey. I don't know.
Oh, it's a city now?
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't, nobody goes there. It's a place you stop at the bathroom. It's like stopping off at a Buc-ee's.
I have one friend who went to Rutgers.
Really?
Like from Dallas, a girl I grew up with, and she went there. So I need to ask what the city's called and also.
Yeah, ask her, is it called Piscataway or New Brunswick, Connecticut?
And who their biggest football rival.
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yeah, who their biggest football rival is. I don't think she is enough of a fan to know anything about Bo Masco, so I'm going to avoid the scouting report.
Cornell may be their big rival.
Well, I'm seeing Rutgers. No, they are Rutgers. Sorry, I'm saying Columbia, Princeton.
There you go.
Lehigh.
I didn't know.
And Lafayette.
They're playing Lafayette and Lehigh? Wow.
I don't think they are anymore, but I guess historically speaking, who cares? No one cares about Rutgers. I'm just glad Bo Masco is here because he's a good player.
Good job, Bo.
And he can help. He can help this secondary. And what I like the most about Bo Masco, and why I think he's a good fit here, you know, Rutgers played a lot of man coverage, like top 20 nationally in terms of the amount of man coverage that they played last year. And he played a lot of press man coverage at Rutgers. And that's the change that I think every Texas fan, but more importantly, Steve Sarkisian is looking for in the Longhorn secondary. More aggression, more physicality, less soft and off coverage. So Bo Masco, this is not a square peg round hole situation. This is a guy who's pretty comfortable doing that. And he will come in here and, again, he's got some experience in that press man coverage type of system. So hopefully that makes his transition pretty easy here.
Yeah, I mean, Rutgers football has gotten, since Greg Schiano got back there again, I mean, it's a they play physical. They will get after you as much as they can. They just, and they're not getting the top flight recruits because in that part of the world, your Penn State's getting them, the Carolinas are getting them. You know, even Boston College beats them out for recruits. So they get some hard nosed offensive linemen, defensive linemen from that Jersey, New York, Connecticut area, parts of Pennsylvania and Ohio every once in a while. So football is better.
Sure. And again, a guy with a lot of Big Ten experience, he checks a bunch of boxes to me. You know, playing in the Big Ten, more than 1,100 snaps, faring well against elite competition, familiarity with the Longhorn coaching staff with Mark Orfe, his style of play seemingly jives with what Coach Boom is going to want to do here. So I like this pickup. It was an area of need for Texas. They've got some talented cornerbacks, but not a lot of experience there. Again, with the two guys who are departing. So bringing in a guy who has been there, done that, again, to help you play, but also help maybe coach up some of the younger guys a little bit.
Sure.
I think this was an important need for Texas to fill, and I think they did a good job filling it. So
my guy Sal says that it's still called, they're in New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
Yes, very nice. Thank you, Sal.
Final answer, we're trusting Sal?
We're going to trust Sal. Yeah, he lives in that direction.
You know what? I trust Sal with my life.
There you go.
Any big decision I have to make, I'm now going to confer with Sal from New York.
Luciano still didn't get that Penn State job that he's always wanted. Sorry.
No. Even though they went to their 15th choice with Matt.
Yes, absolutely.
Luciano, not high enough on the list.
No.
After going 5-7 at Rutgers this season. All right, so there you go. Bo Masco headed to Texas. The good news that dropped last night, maybe you were asleep and missed it, but a big pickup at cornerback for Coach Boom and Blake Gideon and the Texas secondary. More Texas football conversation, including some other good news from the portal to talk about. Also, we got to get to some NFL chatter and a few more thoughts on Texas basketball's blowout loss at Tennessee. But before we shift gears.
Oh, that was a mess.
Yeah, a few more rounds of sponsor shout outs.
Folks, shout out our friends over at Relax the Back. Of course, you know, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain. Head on over to the Relax the Back store, folks. They do want you to be pain free, and they embrace this holistic approach for a healthier lifestyle. And once again, over 25 years with my back, Relax the Back has helped me amazingly, really. Every day I get up in some sort of pain. So it's just the degree of pain I'm going to get. But if I'm not in this chair, I'm going to feel it even more. And this chair has been fantastic. They have all kinds of Tempur-Pedic pillows, mattress sets. They've got great zero gravity recliners, Tempur-Pedic pillows for you. As I said, all the accessories, whether it's the vibrating ball or things that fit in your car, that fit in your car seat, they've got it at Relax the Back. Human scale office chairs, desk accessories, and more. Two great locations. One is in the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods. The other is up north at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck at Relax the Back. If somebody's got some problems, give them the suggestions. Just go over to the store and check out some of the accessories. Maybe right now, this time of the year, you can't afford one of those recliners. But the accessories will help you out an awful lot, too. I love the accessories that they have at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. I love Relax the Back. Also, shout out to our friends at Covert Bee Cave. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, go see our friends at Covert Bee Cave.
You see Covert everywhere. It's that personal level of just feeling like it's a personal family interaction.
The customer service, it's impeccable. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced buying a car.
Over the 30 years that I've been buying cars from them, I feel like I know them and they know me.
Covert's done an amazing job of making me feel valued. If you purchase a vehicle and you want to feel like you're part of a family, join the Covert family.
Come and experience it for yourself.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Great.
Yes, indeed. Love Covert BK.
Yeah, they send me, you know, I got my Benz from the Covert. I got a used car, my Benz. They send me a bunch of messages about, hey, they got one. It's a little bit nicer. Time to maybe turn this one in. I'm like, nah, I'm going to maybe want to drive this one into the ground.
How many miles do you have on your Benzo?
I've got 81,000. I got it when it had about 30,000 maybe.
Okay.
And how I got long it for a year and a half.
Thank you. No way.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't. You know me. I don't mess around.
You've put 50,000 miles on your car in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's on the low end of what I can do to a car. That's why I can't buy new cars.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
I'm a traveling man.
Yeah, I knew that, but I felt like because most of your travels are in the Austin area, like you weren't putting that many miles on your car, but...
No, and you know me, when I go distance, I go rent a car.
Right, you're right, yeah, for Texas OU every year when we go to Dallas, you rent a car, so you don't even do that trip.
No, I get out, I'm a man of the people.
Wow, man of the people.
I got to see the people all over, I got to see the people all over the place, so...
I like that. Well, speaking of men of the people, our guy Mike McCall is a man of the people.
Yes, he is.
Custom homes. How about upgrading your home in 2026? Remodeling a kitchen, redoing a bathroom. Maybe you've got a growing family and you want to add on to your home. You don't want to buy or sell. The market's a mess right now, and you bought your current place for a reason. Why not make it better? You're going to enjoy the place you're living even more. And then maybe a few years down the line when it is time to sell, hey, the value of your home will have gone up because of the TLC that Mike and his crew at McCall Custom Homes puts into your place. They're offering free estimates to TSE listeners. These guys are the best. Top quality at affordable prices. They're licensed. They're insured. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. About more than four decades of experience combined with Mike and his father. They're no fly-by-night company. They know what they are doing. And we trust our homes to McCall Custom Homes. You should too. McCall Custom Homes, ATX.com, or you can reach out to Mike McCall directly, 512-633-9580.
Sweet.